Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren, from isolation again.
Chamber to isolation chamber. But I look forward to these little chats. It makes me feel so much less alone.
Oh, me too. Absolutely.
Now, Wendy, I understand that our government has done its bit for social grants, and they're doing what they can in UIF, and people who got a salary, they're kind of taken care of. Well, this is one of the gaps I want to talk about, and that's the questions for help. How can we find help? Is the people who live almost week to week, everyone from contractors, I mean, they have no plan B. There isn't a secondary, a form of income. Dancers, musicians, people who do weddings, the photography, the caterers,
the travel makeup,
the hair and makeup. Yeah.
No, they feel completely alone. So what's happened is their income has shriveled up completely or mostly, and they still have debit orders. They still have financial commitments. They've got to repay loans. They've got medical aid. There's, rent, all the other debit orders that come off. And what do they do? So there are individual plans to be made. You get hold of your bank. If you're lucky enough to have credit life insurance on your credit card or your home loan or your car loan or the personal loan you took, if you have credit life insurance, that will buy you some free time. In other words, the insurance will pay your installments for a certain amount of time, up to 12 months, which is a huge luck for those people that have it in place. But I had an email just this morning from a woman who works in the wedding industry. She does hair and makeup. She has a small salon that's closed. She's still got rent due. She's got 17 cancelled weddings plus, people wanting refunds and this sort of thing. And one little line in her very sad tale of woe was, the only help I can get in terms of my financial commitments is a payment holiday on my life insurance. So I thought it was a good time to discuss what the various major life insurance, medical schemes, etc. companies, and some of them offer both those things. What are they doing now to meet their clients' needs, the desperate ones? And fortunately, I didn't have to send out all those emails and make all those inquiries myself, because I got an email from a Kimberley-based independent certified financial planner by the name of Kobus Kuhn. And he's done all the hard work. He's done a comparison of what companies are offering in terms of retirement annuities, monthly investments, long-term insurance such as life cover, disability, critical illness, as well as the biggie, the big one, Darren, which is medical aid. And his findings quite interesting, actually. And I think it, for me, it's an indication of where these companies are on treating customers fairly, which they're required to do by Treasury. It's a big imperative. You've got the laws around these products, and then you've got fairness and empathy and compassion, which is needed in this time more than any other time I can think of. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the things that Kobus's comparisons threw up in this space. So let's talk about medical aids, okay?
Yeah.
So Discovery, Momentum, they say that the monthly premium can be paid from medical aid savings, right? It's the beginning of the year-ish, so people should still have savings. So you can use that to make sure that your cover doesn't lapse. Okay, that's Discovery and Momentum. Bonitas, FedHealth, MedShield, you don't pay, you have no medical cover. Same rules apply. There's nothing special for COVID-19, which I think is a little harsh. ProfMed says it will hold back on terminating, this is the medical aid for professionals, it will hold back on terminating cover for 3 months. So it will just suspend the cover for 3 months and talk about cancelling it after that. But in those 3 months, the client won't have any cover. So that's a little bit rough, and it's a huge risk. MedShield, no payment relief. Policy will be suspended if no premium is received. End of. MediHelp, there's a payment holiday for 3 months. You don't have to pay, but you also get no cover. So they're saying their relief that they're offering, their special deal to take into account these extraordinary circumstances, is you don't have to cancel. Because if you cancel and then rejoin, there's rejoining and it gets complicated, right? So they're saying, we'll just let you not pay for 3 months and pick up again again in month four, but during those 3 months, you can't claim for anything. That is for most people, that is a tough one. So not a lot of help in terms of medical aid. I suppose the best you could say would be Discovery and Momentum, which are saying you can pay for your contributions out of medical aid savings. I mean, that is your money, but you can use it as a special dispensation to pay your contributions every month. So yeah, I think not a lot of comfort for people who are thinking, oh, you know, I can't afford to pay my medical aid this month. In terms of life and disability policies and retirement annuities, so RAs, Liberty, Sunlam, Discovery and Old Mutual are offering a premium holiday of 6 months with no penalty, and Momentum is offering 4 months with no penalty.
And that's still if, so you've got a holiday, but if something goes wrong, it pays out as if nothing has changed.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not increasing your fund, your annuity with those premiums during the payment time, but all the benefits and everything stay in place. So you don't have to worry about that lapsing. So, yeah, no penalties on that. So that is, it's the penalties that are the problem that cost you. So it's a no penalty holiday. And then.
Well, that's nice. It's nice to know that it's okay to die.
Well, let's get talking about life and death and disability. So people whose incomes have dropped or stopped, they won't be able to afford the premiums on those policies, and they can be quite high. But they also don't want to risk being without that cover. So Discovery is allowing its policyholders to use their paybacks. You know, Discovery is very big on their rewards, and you build up these little funds. So you can use your paybacks to pay for your premiums, or you can suspend your cover for 3 months. But if you do that and disaster strikes, you die or become disabled, there's no cover during those 3 months. So that is a big risk. Yeah. Momentum has two options. You can just decrease your benefits with a reduced premium, or temporarily pause your life cover premiums for 3 months, which is April to June. You can't pick and choose. It has to be those April to June months. You do get covered, but it's only 20% of the maximum insured, which is capped at 3 million. So you're not going to get your full payout, but at least there is some cover. That's not a total risk. Liberty, another big one. 6 months premium holiday on monthly premiums with during that time, you do get covered, but much far reduced. So no income protection, for example, which is something you really would want. And I think Sanlam here gets the prize. Any policy older than 3 months, so as long as you've had your policy, your life and disability policy for more than 3 months, you get a 3 month premium holiday and your cover is still in place. It sounds like full cover. I should probably check that. But if you're battling, in other words, if you're battling to meet all your commitments because your income's been affected by COVID-19, approach your insurers, ask for the best relief they can offer you so that you don't just let these things lapse through non-payment. Find out what they're offering, and I've given you a very broad overview thanks to Kobus Kuhn, the financial planner. But this applies to car payments and rent and everything else. Don't just sit there and default. Get in touch. It's a hard call to make. It's a hard email to send, but put this in place before you default.
You know, it just dawned on me how many phone calls are going to be made and taken, and suddenly I realized why the call centers might actually be an essential service. We spoke about it
last. Yes, exactly. As long as it's in-go, what we don't want to see as an essential service, which it isn't, is your outbound. So these call centers are very much needed now, and I hope that all the companies have responded by beefing up their social media teams as well, because that need has now gone through the roof. You can't walk into any store, you can't walk into any help center. You've got to be doing everything online.
So it's nice to know that there are a semblance of payment holidays out there, but it still doesn't answer the question. So, you know, contractors to carpenters to comedians to dancers and makeup artists and photographers, they have a rent payment to make. So this is nice to know that your insurance might be able to give you some reprieve. But if you've got no money coming in, let me just tick some boxes here, right? The most important things are food, rent, and insurance, right? So the rent, what do? You just can't pay your rent. We've got millions of people who won't be able to pay their rent.
Well, exactly. So I've spoken to an attorney who specializes in property law at length about this issue. And in a nutshell, there is COVID-19 or not, there's no, you can't use that as an excuse not to pay your rent. Your rent is still payable because your landlord doesn't get a luck from the bank to say, well, okay, you don't have to pay the bond on that property now. So this thing sort of spirals back.
So okay, but how about this one? How about I don't pay my rent, and how are you going to ask me to leave the property, evict me, if you have to social distance?
No, you can't. So what has to happen is all the legal action has to go on pause. You can't have anyone moving in or out. You can't evict. You can't issue summons. Nothing around. None of that usual stuff can happen. Everything goes on pause, but you remain liable to pay the rent. I have to say, some of our major corporate citizens, namely the Fashini Group and PEP, have told their corporate landlords in shopping centres, we actually not going to be paying our rent. Sorry for you. And someone tweeted the other day, oh, okay, so Fashini Group account holders, can they then say to Fashini, actually, hello, COVID-19, our income stopped. I'm a makeup artist. I'm a comedian. I'm a travel operator. I don't have any income, so I will not be paying my installment. Interesting question. And this is what COVID-19 has done to so many of us. We're all victims of this, and everybody needs a bit of luck from somebody. So if you're paying rent and your income's dried up, do make that call. Try to come to a compromise, a much reduced rent or a payment holiday for a few months, on the understanding and realization that your landlord has bonds to pay and is also battling. And that's the only thing that's going to get us out of this, Darren. I keep saying, and it sounds very shawl, we have to hold hands and be in this together. We are all victims. In one way or the other, we are all victims. And the only way out is together and talking and compromising as far as possible.
And then, Wendy, what do you do when something around the house breaks? And because it hit me like a ton of bricks the other day. I was like, I would normally just rush out and go get this other light bulb. My lawnmower almost packed in on me, and I'm like, I can't go 6 weeks without doing the lawn. It'll become overgrown and jungle, and I get black mambas in my backyard. And
we don't want that. Yes, yeah, that is a problem, and the answer is fairly complicated, I'm afraid. But yeah, let's get to that in a bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Still here.
Sorry, I just quickly went to go check to see if my fridge is still working. It is. So we're good.
Lucky you. Lucky
so what
you.
Do you do? The geyser doesn't work. What do you do? The toilet's backed up and flooding the bedroom.
It's not straightforward. So plumbers and electricians are essential services in the context of essential services. So we just spoke about, everything's got to come to a halt in terms of rental. So tenants can't be moved in or out, and evictions can't happen, and summonses can't be served. But obviously, if a tenant's geyser bursts, a plumber would be able to go in and fix that. And if your geyser burst at home, and I know someone that's happened to, I gave the advice over Twitter and it worked, you call your homeowner's insurance because it always covers geysers. In fact, it's their number one claim is burst geysers, and they will send someone around to sort that out. But the problem area is around appliances. So the Disaster Management Act regulations do not include the sale or repair of domestic appliances such as fridges and stoves and washing machines, which are the three which tend to go wrong the most, right? So I had an email from a woman spending lockdown in a family of six, including three children under 10, and a washing machine, which is 11 years old, and she's been meaning to replace it, but now has just finally given up in the middle of lockdown, and she can't get it fixed, and she can't buy a new one. She said, I know this is a relatively small problem within the context of a deadly virus taking over the world, but really, what can I do? She said, why can't the government force people to get an affidavit at the police station, say, before being allowed to purchase an appliance online and then getting it dropped off at the gate with no contact, which is what all the couriers are doing now. They have this elaborate no contact thing going on. And she's not the only frustrated consumer to ask me just that, a frustrated consumer because their appliances have broken down. I spoke to Margaret Hirsch, executive director of the Durban-born national domestic appliance retailer Hirsch's, and she says, we have customers phoning 24/7 asking for old appliances to be repaired and new appliances to be delivered, but we just cannot. Our hands are tired. I spoke to Mark Saunders of the South African Domestic Appliance Association. He sent the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition an industry appeal as we went into lockdown, saying, please, can you classify the purchasing and repair of domestic appliance under essential goods and services? He says, because it is essential for people being forced into their homes for 21 days or more, that they have these appliances working. He went on and on a bit. I won't go into it, but he's had no reply. So essentially, that woman with the three kids under that bathtub multi-purpose and to do the washing in it. Unless she wants to break the law, and I know I had a case, this woman said she got a number of an appliance repairer and came around and repaired. Her complaint was actually because she paid a lot of money and the repair wasn't successful and the guy didn't want to refund her. But I said, how did you get someone to come out in lockdown? She said, I don't know, he came out. Got hold of the guy and he told me he had a permit, and then the permit turned into an affidavit, and he did a special favor for the woman because she said it was a special case. Her son's insulin needed to be in the fridge and the fridge had broken. I fear if you phoned around, you could find someone that would come to you under lockdown. But please be aware that you're both breaking the law. Yeah. And I would say the slightly dodgier ones are going to be the ones that would do that. And then you're going to pay good money for a repair that might not be effective, or they'll take your appliance away and you might not see it again. So just a warning to those that are getting a bit desperate as their appliances break, that really isn't the way to go. And although it's an awful, awful thing to happen, we're just going to have to grin and bear it until lockdown is over. And then I think there's going to be an appliance purchase boom of note.
Yeah. All right. So that's good to know. I think that's the biggest thing, is that people just want to know for sure. And now we kind of know. And it just, you know what, it makes it a bitter pill to swallow when we see on the social media that some of our ministers are having lunch dates with their connections, while some of us here can't even replace a washing machine. It does seem so.
She paid for that, sort of. She gets 2 months off, one paid and one unpaid. There's an interesting one.
Well, there's no proof she won't not get paid. But I mean, if any one of us had tried to do that, we would have been arrested. And she got docked a month's pay. It's not her only business. I'm sure she'll be fine.
She'll be just fine. But yes, the appliance thing is one of the many, many COVID-19 lockdown related issues that have sort of sprung up and are causing people a lot of pain. And we're not even going to start talking about the number of people who told me that they're down to their last bottle of wine and what can they do.
I don't have much patience there. So, but
I
mean,
what
I do want to ask you about, I didn't even think about this, living on the coast, but those living inland and outside of the East Coast are going to be thinking about this seriously. It's going into winter.
Cold.
A lot of parents out there haven't bought winter clothes for really, really young children. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Do you think there'll be a reprieve for that? Or, you know, say for example,
you can buy baby clothes. So baby essentials have been put on the list of essential goods.
Oh, good.
I know that in some cases there were complaints earlier in the week of some clicks having tape over the baby clothes, around the baby clothes section, but clicks has come out to head off to say absolutely, we are selling baby clothes. You can get your baby clothes from us. I'm sure, I know that Woolworths have got all their non-food sections cordoned off, but certainly they will be allowed to sell baby clothes. Where baby ends, is it up to toddlers or whatever? For the rest, we're going to be having to wear last winter's clothes and make do until, I mean, we're not really going out much. That's about fashion. It's about literally keeping our bodies warm. And I think the baby toddlers thing will cover that.
Well, again, I get a little bit irritated when I know that what we're experiencing as a country and as a planet right now is unprecedented, and everyone's been asked to do their bit, and people come with questions that to me seem quite petty, you know, in the realm of, you know, where am I going to get my wine, or why can't I get winter clothes? And they do seem a bit petty in the whole big scheme of things. When I think of an informal settlement that literally goes and works every single day for half a cup of rice, and I'm thinking, why aren't we talking about how can we help them? Why are you worrying about a part for your washing machine? And I think that this disease has been the ultimate leveler. And, you know, we're learning the hard way that there's a lot of things that we can actually learn to live without. And we're just going to have to just fuss bait, as they would say. And,
I think, for all of us, whatever level we are, whatever our normal used to be, we're now discovering very much our wants from our needs in all sorts of ways. I put a question out on Twitter this morning about gym. A lot of people are making a plan for their, you know, personal exercising, and I said, how many of you I can't wait, yes. that our gym members can't wait to get back. And how many of you have now realized that you're quite happy doing your own thing at home? And I'd say so far the answers are sort of 50-50. Many saying, oh no, I'm done with gym and all the lock-ins and the contracts and everything else. I'm quite happy doing my own thing. And when I can actually get out and run, all my boxes will be ticked. And others saying, no, I miss the sauna and I miss the pool and I miss my friends at the gym and I'll go back. So it's been quite, so every little community has its own little, it's figuring out their own wants and needs. And I think it's fair to say, and it's now become a cliche, but life is not going to be the same for us and for the companies that we've chosen to do business with ever again.
In actual fact, it's amazing. We have this weekend, we have a little, it's the 16th of April. We have a little marathon that's happening, a 5, 10, 21 and 42K marathon. And people have to just lock out their own sort of like meterage at home. Everyone does a marathon. It's like everything has changed. By the way, I have no sympathy now for people in gyms in their designer shorts and their brand new tackies and everything. After 7 hours on Sunday just trying to do the gardening, I'm like, there's your workout, people. Why exactly. are we paying people to? That was such a workout. Wendy, every single part of my body ached.
Gardening is the best.
And I got a tan. I look like a Greek god right now. You should be my body after one day's gardening.
Well, long may your lawnmower last is all I can say.
All right, thank you, Wendy. Of course, we'll have all of this up on our website as well, ecr.co.za. Look for the Consumer Watch page there. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, if we haven't answered all of your questions over the last couple of weeks, everything from rentals to returns to who is, who can, what's an essential service or not, then drop her an email. And more importantly, actually have a look at Wendy Nola's feed and see if the question's already been asked and answered before you drop an email. But if you have a really, really important question, a consumer question, Wendy's there for you. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, and there's an email option there as well. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Chat soon.
Yeah, I love you, bye.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.